I came in, well, let's say if you were traveling from, say Tallahassee, west, what would be the main artery that a person would be likely to take if you want to get there, if you want to go quickly?
More than likely, if they were going west, they would probably want to take I-10 out of Tallahassee. And if they were coming to Panama City, they may not want to take I-10 because it's a pretty good piece, and the artery is leading to I-10 and not so well developed. For example, 231 is the closest four-lane highway to I-10, yet it's not all the way there to I-10.
I see. What would you call I-10? You said 231 is a highway.
231 is a highway. Yeah, I-10, well, it's an interstate highway, I would call it.
Do people out here ever say superhighway or something like that?
Not like that.
Okay. Say if you were driving along I-10 and you wanted to stop just to take a break, what would you call the area that you'd drive on to from the interstate?
The rest station.
Do you associate that place with restaurants, or what do you find at a rest area?
Well, usually we think in terms of just bathroom facilities and water, or just a place to rest, and not necessarily a place to eat unless you have your own food. Usually, picnic tables are provided, but if you didn't have your own food,
right,
you wouldn't think in terms of stopping there, just to eat.
Okay. When you're driving along the highway, those lines that are painted right down the center to help you keep them on your side, what do you call them?
Well.
Or do you have a name for
them? Well, really don't have a name for them. It's called highway markings or lines. You know.
Center line or something like that?
Yes, center line.
You call it a
center line.
What about on some highways, you know, especially on four lanes, the two lanes, you know, one going one direction, one the other, might be separated by a grassy area or maybe concrete, metal division, that sort of thing. Do you have a name for that area?
Yes, call it the median.
Median. Okay. And say if you were driving along I-10 and you wanted to leave, maybe to fill up with gas or something like that, do you have a name for the thing that you drive on to leave the highway that takes you off I-10?
The exit ramp.
Okay. And to re-enter the highway, you call that the
entrance ramp.
You mentioned, I believe, one particular street in town that that caught my interest. Let me put it this way. Are there certain streets in town that you can just enter or exit at certain points, or that are somehow or another limited access type roads?
Not really in Bay County. To my knowledge, I think one one-way street in town. We used to have two, and that was that used to be the main street going downtown Harrison Avenue. When you got down there, you used to have to go one way, but recently they converted it back to a two-way street. But then the next street over from that street, and I believe it's called well, I forget the exact name of it. But anyway, that's the only one-way street that I can remember.
You mentioned Boulevard. Is Boulevard different from an ordinary street to you?
In my definition of a boulevard, it's supposed to be different. But then the one that we have here in Panama City